Joining us here, the members of the cross-country team, Morgan Liske and Mallory Richter. And Morgan, let's start with you. What grade are you?
I'm freshman.
Did you get to run a lot in middle school?
Yeah, I started cross-country in sixth grade because it seemed like a cool sport. So I joined and I loved it. So
not a lot of people, I think, say cross-country is cool, so that's a good place to start. So what kind of things did you set for yourself as a goal?
Well, Tim's Hill, I started at like a 25-minute, and I wasn't very happy with that. So we went to 9 Mile, and I got in the 22s, and that just wowed myself. And I set a goal to break 22 and get into the 21s, and I did that. So that was my goal, and just push hard and see the best I could get.
And for you on race day, what are some of the things that you like to focus on?
I just try to get in my head that I'm going to do good, and like the best I can do is good enough. And yeah, on the course, I always look for like all those little hills, to use the hills, and when I get to the end, know where the end is. And yeah.
Are there other teams, you know, the girls that match your pace that you look for to stay ahead of or watch for on the course, or you just kind of block that out and concentrate on yourself?
It's kind of hard. I know Mallory's a good runner, and I tried to keep up with her this year a little bit, but not really anything on any other teams.
Thanks. Congrats on the season, and good luck.
Thank you.
Mallory Richter with us. So your sister.
Yep.
Are you tired of people talking about your sister?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, it's still nice to have someone with some experience in mm-hmm. front of you, and if you have a different dynamic, I'm sure, on the course than maybe at home?
Yeah. We work together on the course. Pretty good.
Okay. The practice is over. We're back to siblingry, or?
Yeah, mostly.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Freshman this year?
Yep.
So what kind of expectations did you come into high school with?
I knew I wanted to run like 21, stuff like that. I really just wanted to like be on the team, hopefully make it to state with the rest of the varsity team. And I think I just like wanted to like grow close to the rest of the team and just run fast.
Did you set a goal for the season as far as time goes?
I was thinking just 21s, 22s, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I didn't really get that specific with it.
Just get better.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Riley Clark, let's start with you. Sophomore?
Sophomore, yes.
So, first year, what got you interested in cross country?
So, I did track the past 2 years, and I decided I wanted to stick with running, so tried it out this year.
And were you a distance person in track?
No, I actually did sprinting events.
Okay. So a little different.
Yeah, very different.
How has that process gone for you?
I've really enjoyed it. It's been quite the transition, but I love the team, and it's been a fun experience.
Thanks for joining us. Congrats on a great season, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Lily Glykoff joins us now. Lily's a junior. And Lily, how many years have you run cross country?
This is actually my second year running. I used to do soccer, but I decided that I loved running more. And so I just moved here, and so this is a new team for me, but I love it. It's always been my passion, and I love running. So.
When you say you just moved here, was it this year?
Yep. This okay, summer so. I moved here, and I decided I wanted to start doing summer running with the team, and Coach Sherry convinced me to join, so, and she's helped push me a lot, so, yeah.
So you ran one other year cross country?
Yep.
Where else did you run?
I ran in Kentucky, the okay. Bowling Green area, so, yeah.
How do things differ?
The race courses, the feel is about the same. Races are all, you know, parents running everywhere. Yep. Like the team aspect, everybody works together. But I feel like this team's a lot more of a family. I'm not used to racing on golf courses, and like even Tim's Hill, that's a new experience. So yeah, I've had to get used to that.
So the terrain is significantly different?
A little bit, and the weather. The snow at conference is a little different.
Sure, but that's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the hard work. Thanks for joining us here in Medford, and best of luck.
Thank you.